Now, more Evelyn and You on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. It is time for Get a Job, our weekly segment with Ken Glickman, Principal Consultant, Gilbert Tweed Associates. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I love that music, Jack. I love it, love it. I'm doing great.
This wouldn't even be considered an oldie for you, right?
Hey, this was like, you know, I was already 40, 50 when that song came out.
You remember the group?
Someone told me that it was called the Silhouettes.
Silhouettes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you were one of the few people who knew all the words to this song.
I think that's it, right?
That's pretty much it. You just heard them, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about some things that are very important in terms of getting a job and keeping a job. And last week, we talked about the prolonged interview, that it stretches far beyond what you may think and goes and includes maybe a dinner. Maybe you're constantly being interviewed during this process.
Right.
But there's much more than that to getting a job, correct?
Well, yeah, and I think what I'd like to talk about today is the process of getting the interview.
Getting the interview. You can't get a job until you
can't
get
a job without an interview. And so people will tell me, I'm not getting any interviews, nothing is happening here, and I'm really looking hard.
Mm-hmm. Are they really looking hard, or do they think they're looking hard?
Well, they think they are, and the way they're doing it, because our electronic society, really, we can shield ourselves from the world really well. We sit in our basement with our computer, and we answer all the ads on Monster and on Career Builder and on Dice and Indeed. There's a lot of job sites out there, and they will send their resume out on a job that they see is appropriate for them, and they think they're really looking for a job.
Mm-hmm. Can I equate those to cold calls and sales? And I think that the vast majority of times that people make a sale, it's because they have some knowledge of the person or the company or a relationship. Isn't it the same kind of thing in terms of getting a job?
Yeah, it's similar. First of all, I think that you probably do have to do some stuff on Career Builder and and in all of these job search sites, but I think a lot of people really use the computer to hide themselves from presenting themselves out in public and telling people that they really need their help and that they are looking for a job and what might you have. You know, people use the word networking all the time, but they really don't understand the nuanced skill that networking is and using it correctly. And also, I think that people forget that they really should research the companies that they want to work for. A lot of people think that the only jobs that are open in a company are the jobs that are advertised. There's all kinds of jobs. And oftentimes, companies will hire people when there is no opening at all. And this shocks people. But it happens all the time.
Well, they say that there are no positions. You should not believe that then and just make them make a position. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And the organization chart is really not as cut and dried as we think it is. I mean, if a company does software and all of a sudden a guy comes in who is just a whiz, and can do exactly what this company is getting into, a new kind of language that they are going into, they'll hire him. There might not be a job open, and they will hire him because they know what issues are coming up. Don't forget, by the time a job becomes a job opening, that company has been thinking about that for weeks, months maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should add someone over here. Maybe we should develop this. They're constantly talking about it. So by the time it comes to become an actual job opening, the people on the inside of the company have known about this for several months. So if you go in, they might say, wow, you know, we don't have this open yet, but boy, you are the right person for it.
So what is the best way to get an interview?
Best way to get interviews are two ways. Number one, to really use your network. And by I mean using your network, meeting with people, talking with them on the phone, honing down your story, what you have done in your career. Don't take it for granted that they know that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they've known you for 30 years, they don't know all the things you've done. So really go through it from the beginning, tell them what you do, and then ask a question like, do you know any organizations that can use someone with my skills?
Okay.
Instead of saying, do you know of any company that's looking for a job? That's you know, that has a job open for me. Are there any jobs open? There's never a job open for you. You have to really go out and look for it. Then the person will give you some names. And then following up and nurturing those names and calling your source back and thank them for giving you that name and telling them what a nice talk you had with them. You have now enlisted them into your army of job searchers. So this whole networking thing, and we'll talk about this in the future, is a very difficult skill to learn, but some of the people have to do. Number two is to do a research, do a project about what companies are out there, what companies use your skills, what people would manage those people. Let's say you're a human resource director.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would go into companies and you would find who is the VP of human resources. And you would go directly to those people. Rather than submitting your resume blind, you would call them. And you would talk to them about your background and then discuss things a little further. And maybe you've even done some research on the company and you know what their needs are, what their future is, and what their plans are.
Are more people guilty of not developing a good networking situation or of not using that situation?
Well, people think that they don't have to do that if they're employed. If they are employed and happy in their job and doing great, what do I need a network for? And then when they're let go, or when all of a sudden their job goes south and they want something different, then they're saying, oh, wow, you know what? I should have been developing a network. So what people forget is the words career management. And people should really be very strong in managing their career from the beginning, all the way back, just always developing networks. And so when the time comes, mm-hmm. you can just go right into it.
Fascinating stuff. And we will get into this more each week on Monday afternoon. And we'll talk with you again Thursday about area arts and entertainment.
I'll look forward to it.
All right. That's Ken Glickman with Get a Job. We'll be right back with Hour 2, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.